Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio Program. My name is Peter Lewis and with me is Cassil Lewis. We are very appreciative of you allowing us to join you wherever you are at this time. Please invite a friend to tune in as we talk once again about lifestyle factors and the disease that are affecting mankind. And more specifically today, we're going to talk about breast cancer. You know, a few weeks ago I've been in the post office and I've seen some nice, beautiful pictures portraying the breast cancer, fight against breast cancer, or help to fund the breast cancer situation there. You know, and I thought about it and I said, wow, what would happen if somebody come up with a cure for breast cancer? What would happen to the people who are from the American Cancer Society? How many jobs would be lost? Do they really want a cure for cancer or breast cancer? Stay tuned as we explore the connection between a lady's dress and breast cancer. All right, so breast cancer. What does breast cancer have to do with a lady's dress? First, let me read a quotation from a book here, Ministry of Healing. And it says on page 291, women are subject to serious maladies, and their sufferings are greatly increased by their manner of dress. Wow, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong statement. As a matter of fact, Sidney Ross Zinger and Soma Grishmager, when they first announced their theory and research linking breast cancer with wearing of bras, they were laughed at, ridiculed, or simply ignored. People ask, well, how can a foundation garment lead to disease? That was pretty absurd. It's too simplistic. There's no scientific evidence. And that was back in 1995 when their book came out entitled Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. And you could find that book in any good bookstore. It's by Avery and Pengram Putnam. 1995, ISCD Press 2002, was published. Now, they had expected an open-mindedness and if not enthusiastic reception to their research showing that bras are the leading cause of breast cancer. But they said, you know, they were pretty much naive on that because breast cancer is more than just a disease. It is a cultural phenomenon. Now, in the book that they wrote, Dress to Kill, it described a 1991-93 bra and breast cancer study examining the bra-wearing habits and attitudes about 4,700 American women, nearly half of whom had had breast cancer. The study results show that wearing a bra over 12 hours daily dramatically increases breast cancer incidence. Bra-free women were shown to have about the same incidence of breast cancer as men, while those who wear a bra 18 to 24 hours daily have over 100 times greater incidence of breast cancer than do bra-free women. Now, this link was 3 to 4 times greater than that between cigarettes and lung cancer.
Now, that's pretty amazing. So, bra-free women have the same risk of developing breast cancer as men do, and I don't see very many men with breast cancer at all, so that's saying quite a bit less there. Also, 3 to 4 times more likely the connection between bra and breast cancer than tobacco smoking and lung cancer. That is amazing. Everybody ought to listen.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the whole theory behind this is that the bra, which, you know, is an elastic garment designed to alter the breast shape, applies constant pressure to the soft breast tissue, compressing and constricting the lymphatic vessels. And we know where the lymphatic vessels underneath the arms, armpits, and going into the breast. Now, evidence of this constriction for many women who do wear bras, you will see, you know, the red marks and the indentations in the skin left behind by the bra. Now, since the role of the lymphatics is to flush out toxins and debris from the tissues, impairment of lymphatic flow can lead to the toxification of the breast tissue. These toxins include endogenous toxins resulting from the consequent tissue hypoxia, as well as exogenous toxins that contaminate our food, water, and air in our world, petrochemically polluted world. Now, many of these toxins are carcinogenic, and the bra concentrate these in the breath by preventing the lymphatics from flushing them away. So we're not saying, and they're not saying, that the cause of the breast cancer is not the bra per se, but the toxins that the bra concentrates in the breast tissue due to the lymphatic impairment. In other words, it's causing the limb to congest, and it's not flowing properly. Right.
So the limb, for those of us who are familiar with the lymph system, that's like a second blood vessel. There is as much lymph vessels as there are blood vessels. In fact, around every cell there is lymph fluid, and the lymph vessel is supposed to take that fluid, contaminate it, because waste product is a natural part of life, take it and bring it on and dump it back into the general circulation of the blood. But if the lymph flow is being restricted by any tight bands, watch out, see what happens.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you look at the worldwide statistics on breast cancer, it is clear that it is only a problem in cultures where bras are worn. Now, no bras on men and women have about the same low incidence of breast cancer. And the bra link also explains various breast cancer risk factors, as they discuss in their book, Dress to Kill. Now, some people might say, as they had suggested, that according to the research, because of such a link, they recommend as a prudent means that women abstain from bra wearing as a precaution. And as they see, there is no reason for wearing a bra apart from fashion. The human body was not designed with a flaw that requires modern, lingerie for correction. Now, like in China where they ban their foot, well, in the West we bind our breasts up, And they suggest that once women understand that this is causing health problems, it would help them to stop wearing, bras. And we know that wearing of the bra is pretty much a cultural thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's a cultural, we are cultural beings. And in this culture, female identity and body image are tied up in breast shape and size. Mm-hmm. Now, bras help define a woman's sense of self. Changing bra wearing habits is akin to changing one's self-image. Now, so dictating that image are the garment and fashion industries also that helps, that define acceptable breast shape and the clothing women must wear that require that shape. And for those who cannot fit into that mold, who doesn't have that shape, then the plastic surgeons are standing by to help women fit better in their clothes.
Wow. So it's amazing, because way back in the early 1800s, a little woman named Ellen G. White, she wrote, "More die as a result of following fashion than from all other causes." In another statement, she says, "Women especially are the victims of various maladies which might be lessened, if not entirely prevented, by right habits of life. Half their suffering may be attributed to their manner of dress and the insane desire to conform to the fashions of the world."
Yes, so while nobody could say they want women to get breast cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that the culture has become invested in this disease.
Mm.
And this is the nature, this is what we call a culturogenic disease. It becomes embedded in our way of life. For example, the bra industry is a multi-billion dollar enterprise, and billions of dollars are spent each year researching and treating this disease.
Absolutely.
So, ironically, ending breast cancer can cause financial hardship for many people.
Absolutely, and that's what I say to start out with. Breast cancer, if we were to eliminate that situation, a lot of people go out of job yesterday.
Right. So in other words, we have become a breast cancer culture. As a result, our information, their information was seen as a threat to that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a disease is less threatening than change. We prefer to keep the disease than to change. But because of all of this, and because of the first book that they wrote, Dress to Kill, many women took them up on that idea. And they said, well, let's see if I take my bra out, right? Let's see what's going to happen.
All right.
Well, these courageous women, they went bra free and reported their experiences to them. And within weeks, if not days, most of these women experienced a profound change in their breast health. Breast pain and tenderness virtually ended. Cysts that had needed regular aspirations disappeared. They said, we began to feel that fibrocystic breast disease, common in bra-wearing culture, should be called tight bra syndrome.
Ah, that's a better name for it.
So we could see, it does make perfect sense.
It does.
As a matter of fact, what was happening is that the bra was causing secondary lymph edema.
Okay.
It was causing swelling of the limbs, of the breast, due to the constriction of the lymphatics.
Mm-hmm.
And the accumulated fluid caused increased tissue pressure with associated pain and tenderness, and eventually developed into a cyst. Now, while the fibrous tissue that develops in long-standing cysts takes more time to resolve, relieving the pressure by eliminating the bra allows the cyst to drain, alleviating the pressure and the discomfort. Now, this also explains why many women have breast myalgia or pain near the time of their menstrual period. See, when the estrogen levels are elevated at this time, increasing overall body fluid retention and increasing breast size. Now, women normally don't change their bra size during the time of their period.
No.
So they continue to wear the same bra. And what happens? The same lymph edema occurs, right?
Hmm.
Because the bra now becomes too tight at this time because of the swelling that occur, and then you have the increase in breast pain. But once these women become bra free, this syndrome usually stops.
Wow, we've given out some excellent information today. I'm real grateful, because they're looking at the post office for cure for breast cancer. They want us to fund the fight against breast cancer. Here's information that would put breast cancer to a stop.
So with all these things, they realized that this was a link between the fibrotic breast disease that helped keep the bra cancer theory alive. Now, it didn't really prove that the cancer connection, but it did show that the bra was damaging the breasts.
Okay.
And adding support to the claims that indeed it would lead to breast cancer, any damaged tissue. There were also other studies that they went on to do. They did follow-up study apart from the United States study, and one was done in Fiji, where half the population in Fiji is bra-free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they approached the health ministry and asked for their assistance. And once they told them their theory, they said, that explains why our working women are now getting breast cancer. They are the ones who wear bras. Now, over the next few months, they said they went on from village to village and obtained over 20 case histories of breast cancer, and all were in women who wore bras. They found that given women from the same village who are genetically related with the same diet, the ones who developed breast cancer were the ones who wore bras.
Wow.
You know, that's really amazing.
That's making a believer out of me, too.
Now, meanwhile, in Japan, there was a recent study done, and it was published in the Journal of Physiology, Anthropology, and Applied Human Science, 2002, January, volume 21, page 61 to 74. And this has shown that bras impair the autonomic nervous system. The concluding data is that they said, our data indicate that the higher clothing pressures exerted by a conventional brassiere have a significant negative impact on the autonomic nervous system activity, which is predominantly attributable to the significant decrease in the parasympathetic as well as the thermoregulatory sympathetic nerve activities. Since the autonomic nervous system activity plays an important role in modulating the internal environment in the human body, excess clothing pressures caused by constricting types of foundation garments on the body would consequently undermine women's health. And then there were two other studies from Japan that found similar results.
Hmm.
So why is this research coming from Japan and not from the United States? One reason is that Japan has not been a bra-wearing culture until recently. In fact, Japan has been the only first world culture that has been relatively spared breast cancer, because traditionally, Japanese attire did not include the bra.
Mm.
Now, however, the Japanese have been adopting the West obsession with breast and bra, and it's leading to increased breast cancer rates there.
Wow. Let me say this before we go on. You know, way back in the 1800s, a little woman named Ellen G. White, she wrote in her book, Ministry of Healing, in order to have good health, we must have good blood, for the blood is the current of life. It repairs waste and nourishes the body. When supplied with proper food elements and when cleansed and vitalized by contact with pure air, it carries life and vigor to every part of the system. The more perfect the circulation, the better will this work be accomplished. At every pulsation of the heart, the blood should make its way quickly and easily to all parts of the body. Its circulation should not be hindered by tight clothing or band, or by insufficient clothing of the extremities. Whatever hinders the circulation forces the blood back to the vital organ, producing congestion. Headaches, cough, palpitation of the heart, or indigestion is often the result. So here this lady links improper circulation, tight clothing, tight bands, with the circulation of the blood, and it's the same principle. These researchers 100-something years later is saying the tight bra restricts the lymphatic flow, and if it restricts the lymphatic flow, it certainly restricts the circulation of the blood. So toxins and poisons get concentrated in those tissue. And in another program, we're going to discuss some of the toxins and poison, but let's continue.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was another study done that also demonstrated this principle. In the year 2002, by two breast cancer specialists in the United Kingdom for a television documentary, and the study followed 100 women with fibrocystic breast disease as they went 3 months bra-free. The results were astounding and nearly created a panic. The documentary, which was entitled Bras, the Bare Facts, made international news in the British Commonwealth, but was completely ignored in the United States. So we see here that there's a connection. There's a connection between the bra and the diseases that occurs in the breast.
Absolutely.
Now, for us to really go along with this, you would have to take what we call personal integrity and a commitment to health,
mm-hmm.
for women as well as for men, because, you know, men are the ones probably who would like to see the women in the bra.
Absolutely.
You know, the way they are. But it's relatively easy. And for those who have a problem, you know, whether it's fibrocystic breast disease, cysts, whatever it might be a good idea to take, you know, to relieve yourself of that bra and see what happens.
When we consider the fact that the link between breast cancer and the bra is 3 to 4 times greater than the link between tobacco smoking and lung cancer, anyone who has a mind to think ought to make the connection.
Right, and again we say, if we believe that and if we understand how this practice of the wearing of the bra is threatening the lives of women, or our, you know, our lives, then we would make the change.
It's a dead trap. Fashion has sold us so many things, and this is certainly one of them that has come to light, and we're going to continue to discuss this in our next program. So remember, in order to have good health, the blood must circulate quickly and swiftly through all parts of the body. I'm going to read a closing quotation here as we close from this same book, Ministry of Healing. It says, perfect health requires perfect circulation. And as I read to start out the program, it says, women are subject to serious maladies, and their sufferings are greatly increased by their manner of dress. Instead of preserving their health for the trying emergencies that are sure to come, they, by their wrong habits, too often sacrifice not only health but life, and leave to their children a legacy of woe in a ruined constitution, perverted habits, and false idea of life. Friends, invite someone to tune in to our next program as we continue this discussion. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.